Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The scriptures indicate that the one true and living God is beyond the comprehension of men, telling us that he is the one who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. He is the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity. He alone is eternal and immortal, having no beginning and no ending. Thus he says of himself, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. When Moses asked to see his glory, he replied, Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. Yet he did hide Moses in a cleft of the rock, in order that he might show him the backside of his glory, as he passed by. Thus he manifested himself as a God of sovereign mercy, saying, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. He revealed that his glory is in his sovereign mercy, which is the exact characteristic of the true and living God which the naturally religious man hates the most. Men will line up to speak about the general mercy and love of God. Yet when the Lord reveals that he dispenses mercy, not to every individual, but to those whom he wills, then rebellion begins to simmer, and the carnal understanding of man recoils at the thought, and men grow angry and are ready to cast those who would so proclaim that truth off of the nearest cliff. Natural religious men love to speak of God and his love and mercy as long as they can do so in a sort of generic sense, where all men get a fair chance and a square deal. Yet the declaration that God's mercy is dispensed to whom he will and withheld from whom he wills will usually generate paroxysms of bitter rage among them. Since men cannot comprehend him who is incomprehensible, they do often make the mistake of thinking that he is just like them. Yet he is not like men, as we read in Isaiah, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Because of man's innate rebellion against the absolute authority and power of God, he often imagines that there are some limitations which he, being a creature, is able to impose upon him who is the Creator. The trump card which he always believes that he holds and can play at any time is that of free will. Some men honestly believe that God is powerless to do anything unless they will to allow him to do so. The God who reveals himself in the Bible is an absolute God, whose will and way cannot be overturned or even questioned. Rather than men making God willing, God is the one who makes man willing to do according to his own purpose. As David has said, Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. The only men who will believe the truth of God and willingly embrace it are those in whom he is pleased to will and to do of his good pleasure. No man will seek the Lord otherwise. Even as the Lord plainly said in John 6:44, No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. This God who makes his people willing is the same one who has obtained eternal redemption for them by the shedding of his blood on Calvary's cross. This is a good message which shall ring true to those in whom the Lord is pleased to perform his perfect work of calling them by his everlasting gospel. Thus the gospel of free grace is to be proclaimed without reservation to every creature, and out of the multitudes of mankind the Lord shall draw his elect unto himself, and they shall gladly believe his truth, because he has shown it unto them, and given them faith to believe it. He is indeed an unlimited God, a mighty Savior, and a reigning King.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.